Happy last day, day. And welcome to Babaji the Caveman, my spiritual seal of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast on Keen.com. My name is Babaji, and I'm a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program, the Babaji's Laughter Factory Show. If you'd like, and also Dr. Umar here is my co-host. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to Keen. Receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other yummy offers as well. So God's laughter, remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus. From Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got a question? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday Showtime. And we both are honored and happy to guide and serve you, love one another, and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear. When Babaji is here, I kick your crutches. All right. I'm going to take some colors in order to receive, please connect me to the first caller, please. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, hi.
Yes, your name? Fine. Your
this
name,
Tanisha.
Please?
Tanisha.
Tanisha, how are you doing? Tanisha.
Tanisha.
How are you doing?
Tanisha.
Okay. Where are you calling from for the audience, please?
Mm-hmm. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
All right, New York, New York pizza. All right. So, what is your question for me? Thank you. Welcome.
I'd like for you to look into love for me and someone that I have feelings for. His name is Frank. We've been seeing each other all winter, and then we had stopped, and now we're kind of seeing each other again, but he hasn't really let me into his life. We work together, and I'm not sure how he feels about me. Like, things have kind of gotten better, but he still doesn't let me in, like, really talk much to me, but I do care a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you see, what's going on internally, like, if he's seeing other people, how he feels about me, like, if you see
yeah.
a future.
All right. Okay, very long question. I answer it. First of all, he's extremely handsome. Don't be sorry. He's extremely handsome and is a bit of a ladies' man, a womanizer kind of. And he, trust is an issue for him. Commitment is not on his mind just yet. Okay? And so he loves you. He's not in love with you. But he appreciates your physics, and you're a very gorgeously beautiful girl. And he has a crush on you. He wants to take time to get to know you a little bit more. But you have to give it some time and go slow in this relationship. He wants to go fast, but you should take it slow. Because you want commitment. He is not ready for the commitment. So you got to slow the whole process down. Okay? So that's the way it goes. But once you do that, then you see for yourself. It's going to be fruitful, but he has to let go of the couple of girls that he is secretly dating as well. So he's not really that much interested in them, but you have gotten, you know, his interest. So you are the girl. You are it. So don't worry. Everything is going to come to fruition. Just be patient, darling, okay? Thank you so much for your one question, one free question. You're welcome to call me on Keen, and so we can get into in-depth details and time frames and stuff like that. On Keen Radio, I don't give time frames. I'm not predictions. I give explanation of your potential and, you know, description of people and stuff like that to help you along the way, make things easier to understand and, you know, comprehend for yourself. Okay? Welcome.
You seeing
Thank
other girls
so
you
much.
Said?
Yes, I did.
Seeing other
so
girls.
Now I have to take other callers who are in line. And thank you so
okay.
much, Kenika. Good night. Thank you. Blessings.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Laugh
yes.
more. All righty. So, yes, go ahead and please connect me to the next person in line. Hello, hello. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hello, Babaji. It's Barbara.
Yes, darling. Yes. How are you? Your name for the audience, please.
It's Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. Yes, go ahead, Barbara.
How are you?
Washington.
How are you? Hello,
yes.
Hello,
I'm
Dr. Uma. Yes.
Dr. Uma.
One quick
hello.
Question.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm looking for another place to live. When do you see that happening? Because I haven't found anything just yet.
You're actually going to find something this month. And it's going to be something of a double opportunity, a place to live and work as well, and for your two dogs as well. So it's like going to be a big yard and everything. And it's going to be in a safe neighborhood, so you ain't going to suffer. You like the owner of the house, and you're going to be very helpful to them as well. And they will love you for who you are. And this and your dogs and their dog is going to get along pretty good as well. So this would be an opportunity, but you have to come across it. And the way to do it is to advertise their, you know, people with advertisements and stuff like that. That's how you're going to fall into finding it. Okay? So no worries. Everything's going to be fine.
I like it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much. Sorry, Vidal.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Blessings. You'll find out. No worries. No fear when Babaji is here. Thank you so much. Now, how is your arm doing? Last time your arm was broken. Is it improving?
Yes. It's getting better,
right.
Yes.
Right.
It's getting a little stiff, but it's getting better. Thank you
awesome.
For asking.
Soon you can beat people up very quickly, yes. Like a kung fu, yes. Not just
kung
yes,
fu.
Be patient.
I will.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So, we got another caller right now. So go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, Babaji.
Hello, hello.
Hi,
yes.
Babaji.
Your name? Yes.
I'm Adriana.
Adriana, yes.
Adriana from
go
San
ahead.
Diego.
Adriana.
Yay.
Princess, yay. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Planet San Diego. Ask your question, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on air. Go ahead.
Welcome. Well, I want to ask you this, you know, you mentioned to me that I will be moving to Arizona, so do you see me here in California forever until the day I die, or do you think I'm still going to go in this moving situation to other places? And, you know, I feel very connected here in California. Sometimes I feel very connected if I go down to like a in the way from San Diego to L.A., there's some kind of vibe there that I really like around Malibu, those places, but I just don't know. It's just a feeling.
No. L.A., it would be a dangerous place for you, as I see, and it will hook you up permanently in a very bad situation. You will regret. But I see that you would be moving in future, you will not live in California forever, but you are going to be moving somewhere in Arizona. That, I see. But not so quickly. So don't you worry. Everything is going to be just fine and dandy. And you should not be, you know, worried about that. Okay? All right. So thank you so much for your one free question. And you are most welcome anytime on radio show. Love you.
Thank you.
Not more. All right. So next
thank
person
you.
In line, you're welcome. So, all right. So go ahead. Yes. You are on air.
Hey, Papa.
Go ahead.
This is Tasha.
Hello.
This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha.
Oh, could you,
what's
I mean,
happening?
Could you, oh, what's yes. going on yes. With my yes. twin?
Harry. With your Harry.
Harry.
Yes.
Yes.
Harry. Yes. He is thinking of you, and it's just that he has a little complexity in his head, but he loves you and feels for you, but he's putting things in his mind together to be able to express his true things for you. And you just give him some time, yeah, the time that he wants, not that he needs it. But he'll come along, and even if you, right now, even if you meet him, still, let's not push him for answers and this and that. Just let him come up with it himself. He prefers that comfort, like in that comfort zone, rather than be pushed or put a question, you know, to him. So that way you earn your respect and trust more easily with him. That's how Harry is.
Okay,
darling. So I see
okay.
that he has actually improving and coming closer and closer towards you since like within past month. So I see a progress taking place, but it's just slow. But it's slow, it's good. Rather
okay.
than like somebody jumps in there fast and then also as fast as they come in, as that fast they jump out of the relationship if you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's true.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's right. So you want a permanency and, you know, a true
mm-hmm.
relationship. I love you. Laugh more.
Okay.
Blessings to you. Good night.
All right.
And you're welcome. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Next person online. Yes, go ahead. You're on air. Your
hey,
name, Bob. Please.
Hello. Oh, hi. How are you? This is Terry. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Okay,
I'm
going to
ask one. That's it, one question, okay? I just wanted to get your advice
yes.
before tomorrow. So normally I work overnight, but my shift was changed from to an evening shift, which is from 4 to 12. Should I speak to
yes.
HR about it or just leave it alone?
No, not yet. Do not speak to HR about it just yet.
Okay.
Leave it alone. Yes.
Okay,
that's
what I was
answer.
Thinking. Yeah, just leave it. Okay,
all right, you're most
okay.
welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank
now, thank you, everybody. And we are out of time and wish you all the best. Goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.